this week in the parish of Bourses and Market Structure. Exchanges Diosco drop dead. As 25 years of capital market revolution are celebrated at the New York Stock Exchange. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 253. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis, the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest's daily subscriber newsletter, The Unique Guide to the Bourse Business, sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. It was a case of vive la revolution last week. I mean, there's huge and there's Donald Trump Manhattan huge. And today I was able to say that I am firmly in the latter camp after last week ringing the bell of the New York Stock Exchange to celebrate the 25th anniversary of my first book, Capital Market Revolution. In Bit Carnage, shocking but perhaps unsurprisingly, it seems the SBF family may have been operating their own avenue of political donation with FTX money, fully illegally, of course. Effective altruism, guilt-free donations, it looks like a murky picture even by what can often be a business with murky standards. Campaign financing, I meant, although, come to think of it, crypto markets have often been viable objects for the same moniker. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day in Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets as a standalone, you can find BitCarnage on Substack. This week in the Legacy Exchange Parish, well, we don't usually talk about all-time highs, but the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both hit record highs as the payroll data raised rate cut hopes last Friday. And indeed, I would have to notice that while market stories are indeed not our thing, forgive me a momentary indulgence on the grounds that PLY rang the bell of the New York Stock Exchange just as those all-time highs were taking place. Causation, correlation, or coincidence? Well, fellow bourses, can you afford to risk not inviting me just in case it's the first of those C's, causation? I was truly humbled by the RF senior executives who welcomed us to NYSE, led by President Lynn Martin and Vice Chairman John Tuttle, as well as ICE SVP Tribu Bland and International Listings Head Stefan Yeko. Thank you all, and thank you to the incredible NYSE organisational team who ensured blanket coverage around the exchange and a truly sensational, seamless experience for all the guests. Meanwhile, by the time you listen to this podcast, I will have enjoyed a busy week in New York, and it's great to be back in Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or, if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast.
In big stories this week also, the World Federation of Exchanges and FASE have been responding to a recent IOSCO consultation, which was entitled Evolution in the Operation, Governance and Business Model of Exchanges, Regulatory Implications and Good Practices, but ought to probably have been called a load of piffle. Gosh, it was quite incredible. This report is so bad, even the WFE were actually able to do something useful and call out just how terrible this report was. Meanwhile, unfortunately, the Pakistan Stock Exchange building caught fire last week, shades of the Denmark Copenhagen Bourse fire which took place a few months ago. So, this weekend we're launching a special edition inspired by a visit to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. It's also our book of the week. That's coming up next week. However, let's not get ahead of the narrative. Patrick L. Young's original bestseller, Capital Market Revolution, was the first breakthrough book in fintech a decade before that word held common currency. The new edition has over 10,000 additional words of new pith, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably successful through the years. Capital Market Revolution 25th Anniversary Edition is published by Exchange Invest and is now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle. In technology news, interesting announcement from SIBO. SIBO Europe is announcing the launch of the SIBO Bids VWAPX, a new service enabling trading at the VWAP price. Very interesting indeed. In career paths, NGX has announced Jude Chimieka as the CEO of Nigerian Exchange Limited. The IEX India board has reappointed SN Goel as the company managing director and promoted Rohit Balaj as joint managing director. CME Group have appointed Mike Dennis as Global Head of Fixed Income, and Pardo has been elected the PSE Chair in the Philippines, while Ramon Monzon remains CEO. There is, of course, always a risk that Joe Biden has been subsumed as a presidential candidate by the time this podcast comes out. However, that's not the key takeaway for this big world per se. Rather, it's the state of social media between the two putative nominees for the 2024 campaign. At first glance, data from Joe Biden's campaign appears spectacular. A weekend or so back, Team Biden had posted hundreds of videos since opening a TikTok account in February, a combined 5.4 million likes and a TikTok following of 394,000. Sounds pretty breathtaking. However, while these numbers would be outstanding for mere mortals discussing, say, financial markets and the exchange of information, the Biden campaign is simply blown away by the Trump operation. A 90-second Instagram reel of Biden debate ramblings gained 13 million viewers in a day. A 7-second clip showing Trump's golf swing resulting in a ball to Biden's head rapidly ratcheted up 20 million views. Trump joined TikTok early in June, and last weekend his posting of three videos had gained him 14.1 million likes and 7.2 million followers. True, likes aren't votes, but isn't the left supposed to be magnetic for the youth vote which lurks on social media? Meanwhile, how many permanently caps locked keyboards have been sacrificed in the making of the Trump social media campaigns is not publicly available. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this EI Weekly podcast number 253. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com, or if you have a new exchange you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets.
This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.